Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Gentlemen, lots to get to this week. We'll start with you, Michael. Very busy legislative session in Harrisburg. Three pro-life bills saw action in the state house. What are they? Where do they go from here?
We're very pleased and proud of Pennsylvania House Health Committee. The bills that came out of there are the Heartbeat Bill, the Unborn Child Dignity Act, and the Down Syndrome Protection Act. And two of those three will be coming up for action probably next week on the House floor. So the legislative leaders are moving fast on these. The Heartbeat Bill would prohibit abortions after heartbeat is detected. The Unborn Child Dignity Act has to do with proper disposition of the remains of unborn children. Down Syndrome Protection Act, sponsored by Representative Kate Klunk, is to prohibit abortions based solely on a diagnosis of Down syndrome.
All right, we'll see what happens there. The Cuomo impeachment inquiry is 2 months old, Jason, but there has been very little action. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee this week defended the thorough approach they are taking. Are they just being thorough or are they stalling here? What's taking so long?
Well, it would seem the Assembly is dragging its feet. Again, they have a weakened governor, and if they have a wounded Governor Cuomo, they can accomplish whatever they want on their legislative agenda. The governor will likely sign it. So I'm keeping an eye on the Attorney General's investigation. That investigation will probably come out first, and that may even come out before the legislature finishes its session on June 10th. Rumors are swirling. It may happen before then.
All right. We'll follow up with another question, but first, let's go back to Michael. We talk about the sanctity of human life, and you can't have that conversation with without having the assisted suicide debate. That also was a big deal this week in the state legislature. A bill was introduced. Is there any appetite to act on that before the session ends?
Well, the bill is House Bill 1453. It's sponsored. Lead sponsors are Angel Cruz and Carol Hill Evans, both Philadelphia area representatives. And there is one Republican from Bucks County who has also signed on to the bill. It's unlikely that it's going to see any action. It's been referred to the House Judiciary Committee, which is strongly more in a pro-life direction. Plus, the leadership of the House and the Senate in Pennsylvania, Republican leadership, are pro-life and unlikely to see this legislation move. Nevertheless, we're troubled by it because it brings to the public these arguments about physician-assisted suicide, which are false arguments and troubling as the society seems to want to adopt them in some cases.
Yeah. Hey, there was a new Siena poll this week, Jason, that got a lot of people's attention. Kind of mixed news for Governor Cuomo when it comes to his chances for reelection. Have the scandals rocked his boat too much for that to happen, or is he in a good position at this point?
Well, you know, I keep calling him the wounded governor because that's what he is. He's wounded, but he is not out. The governor could still run for reelection. Based on polling, he still has healthy enough numbers he could win again. The real question is going to deal with those reports and what they may reveal and how that may ultimately change public perception.
Michael, there's a big debate about vaccine passports in Pennsylvania and whether or not businesses should require these for people to go maskless. The state Senate this week took action on that front. Explain what that was all about.
Well, the Pennsylvania Senate is looking at making vaccine passports illegal in Pennsylvania, and understandably so, given the pressure that is coming from a variety of different sources to try to force people, even those who have conscientious or other medical reasons why they don't want to participate in getting the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. We have substantial numbers of people who have been vaccinated. Mask mandates and other things are being dropped here in Pennsylvania for the most part. So having these passports is something that we at Pennsylvania Family Institute are concerned about and would be supportive of this legislation.
And Jason, while we're talking about this whole vaccine controversy in New York State, now we've got scratch and vax initiatives. We've got the governor calling for a free community college for people who get the vaccine. Several states are doing these sorts of things to try to lure people into getting a COVID vaccine. Some call them gimmicks. Others call them bribes. We want to know, is it legal what the governor of New York is doing here to try to boost the vaccination rate?
Yeah, there's been some speculation regarding legality, and I'm not a lawyer. It gets very nuanced. But I can tell you this, I'm opposed to the coercive nature of this. People want to make a decision for themselves to receive the vaccine, they should do it. But when government begins to put a coercive influence in our lives that you must do this, and even try to entice us with a little bit of cheese, then I have a problem with it.
There's another great debate that's raging across America, and that has to do with critical race theory. No fewer than 20 states have taken action to curtail this. This kind of what they would call indoctrination in the classroom. Do you think Pennsylvania should join this effort?
I really do. I was at an event last week in Pittsburgh where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke, and he talked about some of the initiatives that he is engaged in there in the state of Florida. And one of the things that got the most applause from the audience was when he said, and we are banning critical race theory to be taught in Florida schools. He said, we don't think that the schools should be teaching theories that teach you to hate your country and hate each other. And that got the biggest applause from the audience. And so I think Pennsylvanians have real concern about this. And I hope that our legislature would move in that direction.
Well, the attorney general this week proposed some radical police reforms, Jason. What is it exactly? And why does it often seem when we talk about crime and social justice, why does it often seem that that is a zero-sum game?
You know, you see that the current makeup of the legislature, and remember, in New York, we have Democratic supermajorities. They do seem to have an inclination towards the criminal rather than the victim. And while I believe there are some justice reforms that need to happen, we have to remember that there are victims in crime. And sadly, all of the reforms that we are seeing coming out of this legislature really favors the criminal and seems to leave the victim forgotten about.
And then one final question for you, Michael. Graham Spanier, the former president of Penn State, sentenced to 2 months behind bars this week for his role in the Jerry Sandusky scandal here. Wow, almost a decade ago. It's been quite a while ago. But finally, yeah, justice served here. Does the punishment fit the crime, in your opinion?
Well, I think so. You know, his sentencing and the loss of this last appeal there took place just a couple of blocks from our offices right in downtown Harrisburg in the Dauphin County Courthouse. He's sentenced to 2 months in prison. He's supposed to report on July 9th. This is 8.5 years after the charges were first leveled against Graham Spanier. So he's been fighting in the courts and trying to do these appeals. This misdemeanor count on child endangerment is something, when you look at the case and you look at what happened with Jerry Sandusky and the knowledge that was spread up the chain and their lack of action on it, I think does warrant this kind of sentence.
And then this, finally, Jason, this is Memorial Day weekend and time to remember those who have died in defense of our freedoms. Governor Cuomo issued a Memorial Day proclamation that didn't sit well with some in New York. Can you please explain what that controversy is about?
Yeah, the governor had said that on Memorial Day, flags should be flown at half staff in honor of frontline workers and those who have helped us during this pandemic. And while that is admirable, there are 364 other days of the year where that can happen. Memorial Day is about the fallen members of the armed forces who have died for our freedom. And we should not make this about anything else other than those who have died in the defense of liberty.
And that'll have to be the last word this week for Capital Connection. If you want more information on the great work going on at the Pennsylvania Family Institute, check out pafamily.org. Stay informed on the issues in New York at albanyupdate.com.